CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net will be called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, we will start with FreeNet check-ins. And first on that list is K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, down in Prosperity. Then we have W4SCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make the home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Next on the list is Kurt, KM4BLH, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, out of Anderson. Next on the list is Ian, that's Mr. John, out of Brown Summit. Next, I'd like to welcome KI4LJG, that is Bob, out of Greensboro. And next on the list is Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, out of Asheville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, out of Taylor's. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, and Mr. Mark, W2MJB, and they make the home in Simpsonville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we've got an Echo Link station, so we're going to move over to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave down there in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. And have you made it home yet?
Affirmative, Patrick. Thanks for asking. Just now getting back in and relaxing a little bit. But no place like home. Appreciate you for asking, and have a good net.
From home, and yes, there's no place like home. nothing like that. And I'm glad you made it back safe. Y'all have a good evening. Enjoy what's left of it, and hope everything goes smooth for you. And with that, we'll go on up to our RF check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
For HKX. Patrick, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KV2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 CU, and everybody on the net. KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Valhalla. Be negative and negative this evening, 73 the net.
I'd like to welcome this fine group in here, and first to start us off is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they made their home in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all coming by and checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, down in Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Thank you for checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Doug, N4AHO, out of Wahala. And Doug, you're sounding good in the repeater, and thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in tonight with us. And with that, we'll go one more time, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. And Patrick, didn't want you to be alone tonight. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. Be negative negatives. Good to hear you.
4HKX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
KX. Everyone on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No comments, no traffic. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
HKX. K4HNR of Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
With that, we'd like to welcome this fine group. First on that list is Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down in Taylor's. And Gene, thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mike, one of our Saturday Night Net controllers. And Mike, thank you for calling the net last night. I do appreciate that. And we'd like to welcome AK4HR out of Simpsonville. I do appreciate you doing that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Connor, K4HNR, down in, well, you're still listed in Flat Rock, but I know you don't. You're living down in Berea now, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong on that, please let me know.
State that. I'm over here in Greenville. Where'd you see that, East Flat Rock? That's we moved from there last year.
To the FCC's website and update your address, and then it'll take it a while to travel through. But I will fix it in my system so that we know it from there on. Connor, welcome to the net. Glad you're here, and thanks for checking in with us. We'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. I'll be in and out. 73, thanks for calling me.
Let's welcome Mr. Wayne, KQ4GIK, over in Etowah. And that's just right out the road from me. For those of you that don't know, Wayne, do appreciate you stopping by tonight. Thank you, sir, for doing that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that silence, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Great to hear you call the net. I look forward to it. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
We'll pause here and welcome this fine group. And first on that list is KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. And James, thanks for stopping by tonight. Do appreciate it. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you shortly. Do appreciate that. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, one of our Monday Night Net controllers, KO4JKV, up in Asheville. And Duncan, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. I do appreciate that, sir. And with that, we will try again, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX. That pause and that silence there, we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is W4 Norwood, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville. Be hanging around till you finish roll call. Over.
Calls here for just a minute. And Walt, I'm sorry, can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir? Dyslexia is kicking in, and I couldn't get the O and the I in the right place. Sorry about that, sir. All right, we'd like to welcome this fine group, and first there is K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt down there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. And sorry I messed up your call sign. Just every now and then I can't get them right. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. And Eddie is our resident elder, and he's down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, good to hear you tonight. Always look forward to hearing your call sign come through. Do appreciate you taking the time to always check in with me. So with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that there, silence, we'll move on up and see if we can get any in Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
HKX. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also, my wife Rhonda. Her call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're in Easley, and we are, please check us in and out tonight. Hope you and everyone on the net is having a good evening.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris Liberty, and I will meet negative and negative. Hey, Dom.
Hey, Chris.
KX. Patrick, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. AA1RD, Bob over here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good hearing your voice, my friend. And thanks for calling the net. And I wish 73 to everyone on the net.
HKX. Again, November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I will be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4,
Lima Yankee Romeo. That's KQ4LYR in Simpsonville. This is Charles, and just 73 to everyone on the net tonight. Thank you, sir.
I know I missed a call in there, and so if you don't hear your call sign, please recheck with me. So first on the list is N0TR, that's Mr. Tom, down there in Greer. Tom, thank you for coming by and checking in. I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful weekend, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, to make the home in easily. And Larry, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Chris, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. Do appreciate it. Next, we'd like to welcome AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob down there in Piedmont. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, Bob. And then we'd like to welcome KQ4LYR. That is Charles down in Simpsonville. And, Charles, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate you coming by. And like I said, I know I missed a call sign in there, so if you could, just please recheck with me right quick so I can get you in the log.
It's KX. In November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot. N4, RLF. This is Roger in Seneca. And I'll be negative and negative.
First off, thank you, Roger, for coming back, and I do apologize for missing your call sign there the first time. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, N4RLF, down in Seneca. And, Roger, thank you for being patient with me and coming back by and getting you in the log. I do appreciate that. Thank you very much for that. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. I pause. We'll assume we got everybody on the first pass, and we'll move on up to Uniform to Zulu. Up, I will hold up here just a minute. I got an Echo Link station come in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, hello, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic in that round table. And Patrick, I hope you and yours had a good new year, and y'all stay safe and warm over that way. Y'all stay safe and warm over that way. KA4PQA.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. Always a pleasure to see your call sign pop up there, and do thank you very much, and I hope you and yours have a wonderful new year also. Start to this year has been great so far. And with that, we will move on up to Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Little Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. The name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4YKT. Mark and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
4GX. 4GX, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey W4AAW. This is Dennis in Hart County, Georgia.
Pause here, and we will welcome this fine group in. First on the list is KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim down there in Berea. Jim, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville. Tommy, thank you for always being here. I do appreciate the consistency. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, KO4YKT, down in Inman. Do appreciate that. Thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis W4AAW down in Hart, Georgia, I believe it was. Thank you for stopping by, and thank you for just coming by tonight and being joining in with us. One more time, uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume everybody, we've got everybody in that pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
In KM4IMF, Kilo Mike 4, India Mike Foxtrot, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, operator Mark, negative and negative.
KB2GUN, Bill at Mills River. Good evening to you, Patrick. I was trying to get away to come shake your hand and speak to you at the meeting, but I missed you. But have a great one. KB2GUN, clear.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. Richard Grable, no traffic, no round table. Good day, good night, bud.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, all on the net. Hey, Richard.
Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Patrick, to you as your bride. Good evening, all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Pause here. We'll welcome this fine group in. And first on that list is KM4IMF. I think it was Mark up in Cedar Mountain. Mark, if I got your name right, please let me know.
Roger, KM4IMF. Operator is Mark, M-A-R-K, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina.
Mark, I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, and I do appreciate it. And I'm just down here at the bottom of the mountain from you in Penrose. Good to hear you. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2GUN. That's Mr. Bill out there in Mills River. And, Bill, don't worry about it. There was so many people in that meeting. you were going everywhere. So I'll catch you next time around. Do appreciate that, though. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard K4ROW out of Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome our infamous Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. And they made their home down there in Easley. And Gary, I missed if you were hanging around tonight.
Yeah, Patrick, KI4DOS.
I'll be back around shortly. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. And Sid is the net control for the Sunday night net on the 146640 machine with a tone of 19.5. And I know you will enjoy checking into his net over there. It's always a good net. And lots of people come by and check in from up there or up here on this net also, and I do appreciate Sid being consistent to check in with me. I do appreciate that, Sid. Look forward to getting your call signed in the log. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
3 kilowatt Charlie 9 Bravo Echo X-ray. This is Ian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net tonight.
And can you give me your call sign one more time, just a little bit slower, please, sir?
Kilowatt Charlie 9 Bravo Echo X-ray.
Charlie 9 Bravo X-ray, is that right?
Bravo Echo X-ray.
To get you put in the system, and thank you for working with me there. And I'll be right back in just a second.
Appreciate it.
We'd like to welcome KC9BEX. That's Mr. Ian out of Greenville. And Ian, thank you for coming by, and sorry it took me so long to get yours in there. just fingers ain't working right tonight typing. I do appreciate you being patient, though, and coming by and checking in with us. And just so you know, we have the net every night at 9 o'clock. So love to have you check in with us. There's a different net control every night. So please take the opportunity to check in when you can. Thank you, sir. Sorry for the pause, everyone. Try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. If that was a station trying to check in, all you were doing is bringing the repeater up and dropping right out. So if you could move around just a little bit and maybe give it another try, love to get you in the log tonight.
Four Oscar Delta November, this is Braxton in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out.
We'd like to welcome W4ODN. That is Braxton down there in Simpsonville. Braxton, thank you for coming by and checking in with us. Do appreciate that, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. We'll assume we got everybody for this pass, and we'll see if somebody comes around for the second shift. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And I'd just like to take a moment and say thank you to everyone that took the time to check in, and thank you for your patience. So with that, Mr. Larry, KK4J, just a minute. Gather myself back up here. We'd like to ask KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, your stump is ready for you, so please go ahead, sir. KO4HKX.
4HKX, this is KK4JBQ. Oh, it's mighty fine to be here, Patrick. It's been a cold day, hasn't it? I woke up this morning, as I usually do. I say that because retired people are supposed to have full control of their lives. And I decided that if I did have full control, I was going to get up every morning at the same time, about 20 minutes to 7, and keep that schedule because it fit every other thing that, you know, I did a little analysis. And it's worked for me. I can't imagine getting up at different times, you know. Getting up and, you know, yesterday you slept in, today you didn't feel like sleeping in, so you got up. Seems a little chaotic to me. So, anyway, I get up with an alarm just like I did when I was working. Remember that when your time comes. Bless your heart. Oh, goodness. So, and I remembered first thing this morning that today, January the 7th, is the birthday of a friend of ours. KO4NUE is celebrating a birthday. I don't know which one. Doesn't really matter, does it? And he already got his present, didn't he? I don't know which day it was. Was it the 5th or the 6th? He got a new member of the family, his eldest son, I believe it was, and his wife decided that they wanted a baby, and it got here. And so Chad has his first grandchild. He is now an official granddad, papa, whatever you want to call it. He told me once, he said, in my family, the child decides. He went on to explain that. I don't know. Is it that way with most people? I don't know. But whatever the child can say when it, you know, grasp the concept of individuals and stuff like that, and who that individual is in front of them is, they give them a name. And it kind of depending on how well they speak at the time, you know, that this happens. And then it sticks. Chad and I had this conversation, and he said, then it sticks. Well, I'm just so happy for him. I wanted to take a little time today and acknowledge what a wonderful blessing children are. And if you have that, I'm talking to everybody now, if you have that blessing in your life, be thankful for it every day of the world. Give it back to you, Patrick, KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I knew about the grandbaby. I've been giving him a hard time, asking him if he's ready to be a grandpa yet, and been teasing him a little bit about it, but so excited for him. And I know he is to be a grandpa now. I know he was looking forward to it since they got married. He almost got in a little bit of trouble picking on him about it. But I did not know today was his birthday. I will have to reach out to him after the net here. So thank you for letting me know that. The way it's done in my family is the same. The child is the one that picks what they call you for the most part. Now, not to say that you can't have some input on that when you're around them, you're always teaching them what to call you. But just a little short story on that. My son, when he started being around my mom and was old enough to speak, he never called her grandma. He called her Sun and Moon. And for the life of us, I was trying to figure out why. And, she liked to wear this shirt that had a picture of a sun and moon that was together, and he associated that with her when we went around, and so it stuck.
How about that? That's really special. Sun and moon. Well, that just beats all. I gotta say, wow. You really got me with that. The rest of the day has been cold. I find that getting older is getting colder. I don't know, maybe other people have different experience, but I don't know, what is it? Is it your skin gets thinner or something? Right now I'm wearing a scarf over my head a lot. Now you may laugh, but a lot of your heat of your body goes out the top of your head, just like a chimney. It's just exactly that way. Oh, dear. So it keeps me warm, all except my hands. Now, if my hands is gripping a microphone and squeezing it constantly, it will, you know, impede the circulation, which is how you stay warm anyway. So I'll warm up as I listen to you and Gary rag you. I'm looking forward to that, Gary, just so you know. Anyhow, I'm just jabbering now. I just want to say I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you folks are there. Come back every night. It is that kind of thing. It's an everyday thing. Once you get into a habit, you will miss it a great deal if for some reason you just have to be somewhere, do something else. You'll miss it. Patrick, thank you again for calling the net for us, bringing us all together. I sure appreciate that of each and every one of you net control guys. Take good care and have a good night's rest, won't you? This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you. 7-3.
Well, Larry, that's the reason I can't wear a hat is because I get too hot. It's like I don't know. It just burns me up because I'm not one to wear a coat or a jacket anyway. I run around in short sleeves all winter long. And now if I'm spending any length of time outside, I'll put a jacket on or at least a long sleeve shirt. But I'm not one to wear a jacket all day long. And if you see me with a hat on, you know it's really cold. But, yeah, it was a little, I don't know, I didn't think it was that cold today, but it's different for me because when I come off the mountain, it's like the heat's on down there during the day, and it got up in the mid-40s here up here today, so that was great for this time of year. But thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate the kind words to the net controllers. You know, we're just here to be an instrument, but you people that check in with us and come by and share your stories and your time are what make the net. So I do appreciate the kind words, and thank you, everyone, for stopping by. I do appreciate that. But with that, we'll stop right quick and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with none being heard, we'll move on up to Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX and the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise, and everybody out there in Radio Land. We had a good day over here on the plantation, as Mr. Dwight used to say. Didn't do a whole lot. Did go outside a little bit today, not a whole lot. It was a little airish, but the sun felt really, really good. I just enjoyed myself outside. You and Larry were talking about the loss of heat through your head. Well, I'm not going to say it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but I think there is some debate about that now. I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, I guess you do lose a good bit of heat through your head if it's not covered up and stuff, and when it gets cold or shaded a little bit then when you're out in the sun. I do wear a hat. I don't wear one all the time. I wear one out in the summertime to keep the sun off my face and my ears and try to keep my head a little cooler. In the wintertime, I wear it to keep my head a little warmer. Keep the air from blowing across it so bad because my hair is falling out.
One there, but I don't know. It's open for debate. All I can tell you is my personal experience with it. When I put a hat on, I get hot. My head gets hot anyway. I won't say the rest of me does. It just makes my head hot. So I can't wear one unless it is really cold outside and I'm going to be out there a while. Or I'll put one on when it's raining.
Okay. You're not going to say anything about my expanding community either, are you?
I wasn't going to, but since you brought it up, I'll ask you how it's doing.
A little better. I've been trying to do a little better around the house and quit eating all day long every day. but I still like to have me a little snack every once in a while. You know how that goes. Joy's right proud of me. I told her, I said, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to cut way back on my soft drinks. I said, when I go to exercise, I take my bottle of water with me, my bottle of water. I've got one of those stainless steel thermos type bottles and I put water in it when I go to exercise. That does really good. I got my good cold water there when I'm exercising, when I get thirsty. And when I'm around the house and don't go to exercise, I got my soft drink there, and I said, I'm going to do away with those and see what happens. Anthony, my oldest son, lives up in Charlotte. He quit drinking soft drinks. Now, he still drinks tea and coffee. Well, he's never drunk coffee much, but he every once in a while. But he drinks, tea and water and, energy drinks or kind of stuff like that. Juice, and he's lost a good bit of weight.
They something about sitting down with a cold Pepsi. It's a bad habit for me also. Especially like when I'm driving and I've got a ways to go, that's just my, I don't know, it's just my go-to. And but yeah, I need to quit drinking so many of them too. And they're getting awful expensive.
That too, you know, I drove a truck for a lot of years, Patrick, and I can drink a pot of coffee and lay down and go right to sleep. You know, a lot of people say coffee keeps them up, and it may do it. But if you drink a lot of it, that doesn't really affect you that much. But if I was riding down the road in my truck and started getting sleepy, I had a cooler in there with I kept Pepsis on ice. If I started getting sleepy, I'd reach over and get me a good cold Pepsi, and I tell you what, that'd wake me up quicker than anything. There's places for them, I guess, and time for them, and then there's a time to put them down, and I guess my time to put them down is now, or at least slow down on them a little bit. I drank too many of them. It's not good for you, and it tastes really, really good and all that, and I enjoy it, but if I'm going to try to lose a little weight, that's not going to hurt me to put those down for a while.
After that, they're probably not good for you in any shape, form, or fashion, that's for sure, with all the stuff that's in them nowadays. But like I said, there's something about sitting down with an ice cold Pepsi.
I understand that. Me and Joy, back before Christmas, made some fruitcakes, and we ate one of them, and we've got two in the freezer. I'm saving them till it starts to get warm, and when it starts getting hot out, I like to come in and get one of those fruitcakes and take it out and slice it. With it still being frozen now, and I'll cut me off a piece that's probably half inch thick or so, and as it thaws, I try to eat it while it's frozen, but it's kind of hard to do. But as it starts to thaw, it's still real cold, and I'm telling you, that's better than eating ice cream. It's probably a whole lot better for me too.
But it's the little things, just the little things at a time that make a difference is what they say anyway. So I'm like you, I need to lay them down, at least cut back on them. Been getting too excited with them lately.
Since New Year's is come and gone, we won't make that a New Year's resolution, but we'll see what we can do to cut back on them, and I'll encourage you, and you can try to encourage me. Tell me that my community is starting to get a little smaller instead of getting bigger.
After that, I'll be happy to do it. Like Gary, always a pleasure to pick on you about something.
This way, Patrick, as long as you're picking on me, you're leaving somebody else alone. You got a real good subject.
Pick on you about.
And I resemble that remark. Always funny, and that sort of thing. To change the subject, did you get your email from Whiskars?
I went looking for it, and I cannot find it. So if you will forward that to me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
I will do that. That will not be a problem. It's in my inbox, and I didn't do away with it. Folks, what I'm talking about is Whiskars Hamfest is sent out their email. It's not till June or July. I don't remember the exact date now, but it's a week earlier this year than it was last year. And which is not that big a deal, so, I just wanted to let everybody know what we're talking about, and that's just about the Ham Fest, and that's up there in Waynesville, and it's a real nice little Ham Fest, and we had a blast last year at it, and look forward to doing it again this year.
I look forward to going up there every year now that I got my license, and I really enjoy it, and it's a beautiful drive. I don't get up to that part of the
the state very much, and it's just a good opportunity to get back over there. Used to, when I was younger, go over there quite a bit, but like I said, now that I've gotten older, I go to work, I come home, and that's about it anymore. Every now and then I get to stop by and visit with you and Miss Joy.
We enjoy it when you come by. You're always welcome. Going up there is a really nice drive. Before Joy and I got back together and Rick got remarried, she was living in Nashville. And me and the boys went up there to visit her one weekend. And we were going through the gorge up there on 40. And Stephen wanted to drive. And I told him, I said, well, get up there and drive. Well, I pulled over on the side of the road. And I got in the back of the truck. And I laid down in the back seat and closed my eyes. And we started into the gorge. And I asked him, I said, where are we now? And he told me I told him, and I said, okay, well, the next curve you come to is going to be going to the right, and the next one's going to be going to the left. I talked him all the way through the gorge, told him which way the road was going to turn. He looked at me, and he said, Daddy, how did you know that? I said, son, I've driven this road so many times, it's in my memory. And he said, I'd have never believed you could do that. And then I said, well, if you've run the same route enough, it just comes automatic. And he started laughing about it.
You sure do. And that's like the little curvy road to get out of here where I live to get to Hendersonville. I've been driving that road since I was a senior in high school pretty much every day. And I think I could just go on autopilot and get through there no problem, as much as I've done. And in your route down there in South Carolina, I drive the same route every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and every Thursday. I drive the same route each of those days. And I can tell you wherever pothole is down there, or every I don't know what you call them, potholes anymore when they start swallowing your vehicles.
Still call potholes, but they are getting deep. I used to tell people, you know, when I ran New York, I said, you go across the George Washington Bridge up there, I said, there's holes in that bridge big enough to swallow a Volkswagen. So I guess our roads are getting as bad as theirs are now, Patrick. But it's amazing, you know, when you run the same route all the time, you get accustomed to it, and then all of a sudden, you know, you quit running it for a while. I miss it. Yeah, I really do. I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw it somewhere that they're going to be working on 290 over there. And I don't know if you run up and down 290 much from Wade Hampton back over towards 25, but they're going to be working on that road, so you might have to find a different route.
Me and businesses in that area have been discussing that. It actually starts this coming week, if I remember correctly, and it's going to be an absolute mess is what it's going to be. So I don't know what I'm going to do, because I'm over there on Tuesday afternoon and Thursday. So I'm going to have to figure out something. May have to figure me out another way home.
I hate that for you, but they were talking about that, at least the last 10 years that I was working. And then I've been retired for 7 years. So that's been about 17 years they've been talking about working on that road. And now they're finally going to start. So maybe once it's finished, maybe it will improve things. It's going to mess things up for months while it's under construction. But hopefully they'll get in there and get it all done in a timely fashion. Patrick, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'm just rambling on tonight. But we had a wonderful day over here today, Joy and I did. Hope you and Miss Elise had a good day, and hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. Tomorrow being a work day, don't work too hard, and that little nasty four-letter word. And Delta 8Q, and we'll say 7-3 to you for now. Well, wait a minute. I want to say one more thing. Larry was talking about getting up at the same time every day. Oh, I don't know. For the first 6 years, I'd get up real early in the mornings and stay up all day. And probably since March of this year when I had my episode, sleeping in doesn't seem to bother me anymore. I lay in the bed until I wake up, and when I wake up, that's time to get up, unless I've got an appointment. And then I go ahead and then I get up at a reasonable time. I don't set an alarm clock because I don't need to. I just got a, I guess it's a mental clock. I tell myself what time I need to get up, and I'll get up about 10 minutes of that time, one way or the other. Normally it's 10 minutes before or 15 minutes before. But that seems to work, and I don't have to set an alarm clock. Other than that, I'll let you go. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 7-3, my friend. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Run off. Just a quick clarification there on what they're doing on 290. Right now, they're just going to put a gas line in down 290, all the way from 25 down 290. They're down St. Mark and on into town on 290 there also. So they're not working on the road per se, but I imagine it won't be too much longer after they start getting some of this infrastructure in place that they do start working on the road, because it could definitely use it with the traffic that's on that road during the daytime. And Gary, I hope you and Miss Joy have a wonderful day, and you make sure to tell her that Elise and I said hello, and look forward to talking to both of you on down the log. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. And just invite everyone to come by tomorrow night and check in with Duncan. He will be your net controller, KO4JKV. I know he'd love to have you check in with him. Like I said earlier, we're just here to facilitate the net, but without everyone that checks in, there is no net. So we need everybody to come by and check in and rag chew with us, be peaceful about it, and let's have a good time. It is not, let's not get up on our soapboxes. So thank you, everyone, for coming by, and Larry, thank you and Gary for coming by and rag-chewing with me for a little bit and taking it on to the second shift. So with that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? One more time. I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. Before HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all the check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.